House of Master Paul. We are standing in front of the House of Master Paul. This building is one of the most significant historical structures on Lavocha's town square. Its first known owner, as the name suggests, was the famous medieval sculptor and woodcarver Master Paul of Lavocha, who not only lived here but also created his masterpieces within these walls. His work is highly valued not only for its artistic quality, but also for its remarkable preservation. Although little is known about his life, partly due to a fire in 1550 that destroyed the Lavocha archives, his house on the town square has survived. We do know that he had four children and arrived in Lavocha around the year 1500 as a mature artist in his 40s. It is believed that thanks to the influence and patronage of Jan II Terzo, who had previously summoned the famous sculptor Vyt Stas to Krakow, a path was opened for one of medieval Slovakia's most prominent artists, Master Paul. Since he is considered a student of Stas, this connection may have been decisive in his move to Lavocha. The value of the house was recorded as 60 gold coins in 1542. At that time, it was no longer owned by Master Paul, but by his widow, indicating that he had died sometime between 1537 and 1542. The entrance to the house leads from the square through an elegant, Gothic pointed portal, which lends the building an authentic historical atmosphere. Beneath the house lies a spacious cellar that extends under the pavement, with an exit leading directly onto the square. This external cellar entrance was used to easily transport and store goods, greatly facilitating the commercial activities of the owners. Over the centuries, the house was damaged by fire multiple times and underwent numerous reconstructions. As ownership changed, so did the function of the workshop. After Master Paul's death, the original wood carving workshop was transformed into a stonemasonry, later a butcher shop, a goldsmith's workshop, and even a gingerbread bakery. Over the centuries, the house was damaged by fire multiple times and underwent numerous reconstructions. As ownership changed, so did the function of the workshop. After Master Paul's death, the original wood carving workshop was transformed into a stonemasonry, later a butcher shop, a goldsmith's workshop, and even a gingerbread bakery.